Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome again to my Tuesday conference call, where every single Tuesday of every week, I show you how to move more freight using better skills, better pathways, better overall knowledge. Today, the topic of my conversation, the topic of my call today is lean in for the good stuff. Lean in for the good stuff. This call is more about listening and solving problems more than anything. But when I talk about listening, I'm talking about listening to your prospects, especially when you make those first calls for them. Because as I've said on and on and on, typically, we are offered the opportunity to move freight for a prospect when they have a challenge, when they've got a problem going on, something happened, truck didn't show up, truck fell off, who knows what it could be. That's how we typically get into a customer. So let's talk about lean in for the good stuff. Let's go to our attachments that I send out every time, and as I usually say, congratulations to you agents on our leaderboard. Your goal is to move up that thing every single time. If you're on top, well, then let's work on some of those other categories where I don't see your name as much. Hold on a second. Let's click open that second attachment. Today we're going to talk about lean in statements. So here's a scenario. We call a new prospect. This new prospect is feeling good today. They give us the time of day, and they actually communicate with us by telling us what is going on. This is when your ears always pick up. Let's talk about how we're going to apply these lean-in statements, because if a prospect or customer is in a talkative mood, they got something going on, this is where you really listen close. This is where you really listen to the clues. Substitute clue statements for lean-in statements. They both go either way. So let me read on this first attachment here. Always, always listen for prospects' lean-in words describing their pain, their discomfort, or their satisfaction. Now, do they always do this? No, they do not. They do this when they actually are encountering a problem or a challenge. But when they're giving you information like this, this is where you really lean in. Quiet everything around you, really lean in to this conversation that you're having with your prospect, because this is what you're looking for. This is what you're listening for. You're listening for statements like, we have to do something about blank. It's concerning us that blank is happening. We're not satisfied at or with blank. It costs us blank to do this. What's disappointing is blank. We've noticed a downward trend in blank. It's a hassle when blank happens. A trouble area for us is blank. A dilemma that we're going through right now is blank. We worry about blank. We've been unsuccessful with blank. An area of difficulty for us is blank. What's frustrating for us is blank. What takes time for us, takes us away from our focus is blank. What we really try to avoid is blank. These are the statements that you're really, really focused in on, provided you get your customer talking to you. Because as I keep saying, it's only when you solve their problem and solve their challenge that you're actually going to move their freight 95 to 98% of the time. If you're just a great guy and your customer thinks that and they say, yeah, here, give me a quote on this lane here, and then they give you the lane, well, you're in the top, let's say, 2 to 3%. But typically, we get in there because we're solving a problem. So when they're talking about statements like this, really focus in. Now, after you've heard them describe their dilemma or their challenge, this is what you're going to come back with. You're going to come back with statements, and again, it's got to refer to what they just described or the challenge that they have. It's got to, you've got to come back with statements like, well, how does that affect you? How does that affect your bottom line? How does that affect your inventory control? Or explain that, please. Explain, you know, tell me a little more about what your challenge is. Or in what way does that affect you? Or tell me more. How does that make you feel? Interesting. Go on. That's what you come back with. You don't come back with, hey, we've got the best freight service out there. I will do whatever you want. You continue on with the process, because here's what you're looking for. You're looking for them to visualize or give you the solution to their problem. Now, you're asking me, well, what do you mean they're going to give me the solution? Well, this is what happens. We love to talk about our challenges. We love to talk about our problems. When we're talking about our problems, most of us know the answer to our problem. But when you actually join in and solve the problem, not only does that assist your customer or your prospect, but it makes you, it puts you in a better light, because that's what your prospect is looking for. So you're going to listen to what they're saying first. Listen to those lean-in statements, those clues. You're going to come back and ask them those certain statements that I just went over. And then you're going to listen for them to visualize the solution. When they visualize a solution, that's when you come in and offer it. Or that's when you come in and actually solve their solution. So you're going to listen to them visualize a solution. Hold on a second, folks. So here's what you're going to listen to. What we really can use is blank. Or they may say, what we'd like to achieve is blank. The perfect solution is for us to blank. Another one, we get the most benefit from blank. The ideal solution would be blank. Boy, if you hear something like that, the ideal solution would be blank. Or we can show a savings with blank. These are solutions that they're attempting to come up with. And again, they're just examples. I'm not saying that every single prospect you talk to is going to talk to you in this way with these words. But this is the process that you're going to go to when somebody actually shares with you the problem or challenge that they're going through at that particular time. So how do you get them to open up? Well, you get them to open up by asking questions and then remaining silent. Let me say that again. Asking questions and actually wait for a response. Ask the question, wait for the response. So really, here's the process that this goes through when you do it successfully. So in this order, what's going to happen? First of all, you're going to call. You're going to call your prospect. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to talk to your prospect. Hey, how's it going? How's your weekend? Things like that. And then you're going to ask them, you know, delve in, ask them what's going on right now. Are you moving any freight? Are you having any challenges? You know, more along those lines. When they share with you, you're going to lean in and listen to what they tell you. What do you do then? Then you're going to ask them things like, how does that affect you? In what way? How does that make you feel? Ask them things like that. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they come back with. And then solve their problems. So in that order, call, talk, ask, lean in, ask again, listen, and then solve. That is the typical process that you will go through in a typical conversation when a customer is actually sharing with you and you actually move more of their freight. What's the most important thing that you have to do in this process? You must listen. It's all based on what they say and what you hear, what you listen to, and then you respond with. Listen to the clues. Let me say it again. Listen to the clues. Listen to the moving on to our next set of documents here. Basically, after that, through the process, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't prepare for a call thinking about a particular commodity or a freight lane. Don't go in there thinking about it. Again, you're thinking about what is the challenge that this guy is having today, what freight is he moving. So don't prepare for a call. And again, this is like an initial call, thinking about a particular commodity or freight lane. Determine what your prospect requires and offer them solutions. That's the basic tenet of selling, of actually providing selling a product or providing a service. Hold on, folks. So one more time, don't prepare for a call thinking about a particular commodity or freight lane. Determine what your prospect requires and offer them solutions. That's just one, that's selling 101 that I just went over with your lean-in statements. Moving on from there, let's open our next attachment. And that is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, this goes with what I just talked about, listening, and that is you have two ears and one mouth. One more time, you've got two ears and one mouth. Therefore, based on that, close your mouth and open your ears. When you close your mouth and open your ears, you'll actually hear the challenge or the problem that your prospect is telling you. Then you can move on from there. So one more time, when you're calling your prospects and customers, you have two ears and one mouth. Therefore, close your mouth and open your ears. Moving on from there, guys. One more point, when you're calling your prospects and customers, here's why we must ask those great questions. Here's why we must ask those great questions. Number one, it shows our interest in our prospect. If we just go in there saying, hey, what are you moving today, and then throw a ridiculous rate at them, you will not last long in this profession. So the first thing you'll do when you ask those or when you go into that call, as I said earlier in that process of lean-in statements, talk. First you call, then you talk. Here's the part of talking. Ask great questions. It's going to show your interest, and eventually it's going to uncover their pain. So two great reasons why we must ask great questions is, one, it shows our interest, and two, it uncovers their pain. So they open up and let you know what it is that they're being challenged with, so you can provide the answer to that challenge. Moving on, guys, let's go ahead and open that next document. This one's pretty simple, and that is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't sell, solve. One more time, when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't sell, solve. Solving their problem will always get you in there faster, quicker, more productively, more appropriately, if you solve their problems and you don't sell all over the place. So, one more time, don't sell, solve. Don't sell, solve. Let's go ahead and move on from there. Opening up our next document, which states, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, prepare for each call by asking yourself, how can I assist this person? How can I assist this person? I will admit that over time, we get a little lazy. We just, you know, throw out an email. You know, what are you moving today? What freight is moving today? Again, that's the sign of a lazy agent. Your goal every time is to ask, how can I assist this person? So even if you send an email out, what freight is moving, just anything going on, any challenges that you're having, anything like that. I mean, not only that, but it shows your overall concern for your prospect, for their company, and anything they might be going through. So one more time, prepare for each call by asking yourself, how can I assist this person. How can I assist my prospect? How can I assist my customer, whether it be moving freight or, more importantly, solving a challenge that they're having at that time? Let's move on to our last document here, and that is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. When you learn how to listen and really listen to the clues, that is a skill. And when you perfect that skill, you will see your loads increase more and more and more. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. Great topic for today. One of the most important topics that I can discuss today, actually listening, leaning in to your prospect, to your customer, listening to what they have to say, listening to what's on their mind. If none other than, hey, some of your prospects, they don't, they're not very emotional. They don't share a whole lot. Well, that's okay. At least you're asking them. At least you're getting to the bottom of what it is they're going through on that particular day or that particular week, whatever it may be. So, any questions regarding this this information that I just went over today? You know our office number, 626-309-9141. Any questions involving a top-notch freight agent of ours joining the team? Again, the number is 626-309-9141. Any questions involving our LDI freight board? Same number. You'll call and speak with Maria or Marilyn at 626-309-9141. Take care, guys. God bless you all. Remember, you will not move freight unless you connect with your marketplace. Connect with your marketplace every single day. That's why I send out my weekly email every Monday. Make sure you're sending that out. And every time you send that out, familiarize it with your prospect. If your prospect moves steel, then put in the subject line, what steel is moving this week? You know, vary up that email in the body of the email so it doesn't sound so generic. Make it seem like you're actually addressing or sending it directly to your prospect. Take care, everybody. God bless. We'll see you on down the road. Get on the call. Get on your computer. And continue moving more freight. See you soon.